Track 13. What better way to see Norfolk than from the driver's seat of a car built in the county?
It's hard to describe the excitement of approaching Lotus's famous factory at Hethel, knowing you're about to pick up the keys to a brand new Elise. It doesn't matter a bit that they'll need to be returned in just a few days' time. Norfolk is basking in some of the highest temperatures of the year. Swallows zip around above us, and there are miles of open road ahead. My wingman and driver for the week is the motoring journalist and chroma man, Johnny Tipler, who's finished his 9th book on Lotus, not Lotuses or Loti. We have 2 brand new cars to test, both fresh off the production line. First up is the burnt orange Lotus Elise 250 Cup, and following that, a vibrant green Lotus Exige Cup 430. Something tells me it's going to be an enjoyable few days. I notice the orange Elise immediately. It's not hard to miss. Low to the ground, and curiously compact, it exudes enthusiasm. With the thermometer nudging a balmy 25 degrees, we swiftly remove the hood and, like over-excited schoolchildren, clamber into the car's womb-like seats. With the push of a button, the car fires up enthusiastically, with a guttural tick-over that can't help but make you smile. We leave the factory, passing classic Team Lotus premises to our left. Through gleaming glass windows, famous Formula One cars of the past lie in wait. You can almost hear the crowd noise of distant motor racing circuits in the air. Not for the first time do I feel inordinately proud to come from a county with such incredible motoring heritage. Accelerating along the A11, I beam from ear to ear as I hold tightly onto my Panama hat. "It's like being on a fairground ride for grown-ups," I exclaim excitedly. In a box-ticking exercise that the local tourist office would have been proud of, we motor with alacrity from one Norfolk beauty spot to another, evaluating the car's prowess along the way. The Elise 250 Cup has the unusual lightweight aluminium chassis, revolutionary when the Elise was introduced in 1995, and is powered by a 1.8-litre Toyota supercharged engine that was born to growl. Our road from Hethel takes us first to Haydon, a rural idyll in North Norfolk where Johnny once lived. Refreshed at the inimitable Earl Arms, my local, we head coastwards the next day to Blakeney and Morstan, taking a circuitous route over rural byways via Holt and Langham. Johnny explains how many are former drove roads with their broad verges used for getting cattle to market. We arrive quayside at Wells Next the Sea and the Dutch barge restaurant The Albatross just before it sets off for a refit, where fish and chips are consumed enthusiastically, our legs dangling over the harbour wall. Heading west, we take in Holcombe and on to Burnham Overy, with a titillating blast along a decent A road. It's too accomplished and precise to be classified as a hooligan. Instead, you could call it a finely honed athlete, all taut musculature and as nimble as a lightweight boxer, says a grinning Johnny. Heading back east, the back roads beckon once again, and we pass through Warham with its front room pub, to Binham with its ruined Romanesque abbey, fetching up at Clay and its landmark windmill. A few days later, we return to Hethel to exchange our nifty little orange number for an even quicker green one. "I think you'll find this is the fastest car you've ever driven," says Lotus PR man Alistair as we prepare to leave. Was he right? Johnny certainly thinks so. With a price tag of £100,000 and a top speed of 174 miles per hour, accelerating is an eye-watering business. The G-force is palpable as we hurtle once again along the A11. Our destination this time is Brisley Common, and then the beautifully secluded Bintree Mill near Geist. Everywhere we go, passers-by stop and stare, momentarily transfixed by the growl of this beautiful supercharged sports car. It's the closest thing to flying on the ground. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't just a little sorry to give it back a few days later. It made Johnny's Porsche Boxster feel like an old apple cart on the return journey home.